AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. AP correspondent Hallelujah Hedero reports on the Supreme Court decision upholding a TikTok ban in the U.S.
Now, a sale of the platform really does not appear imminent, but some investors have been eyeing it, including billionaire businessman Frank McCourt, who said a consortium of investors that he's put together have reached out to ByteDance and made a proposal to buy TikTok's U.S. operations.
President-elect Trump will take the oath of office from inside the Capitol Rotunda on Monday due to forecasts of intense cold weather. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports this will be the first indoor inauguration in 40 years.
January 20th, 1985, it was 7 degrees here in Washington. Ronald Reagan took the oath inside the White House and then again the next day in the Capitol Rotunda while scrapping the inaugural parade. Monday is expected to be the coldest inauguration day in Washington since then, and Donald Trump says he doesn't want anyone hurt.
Two wildfires still burning in Los Angeles have torched more urban area than any other fire in the state since at least the mid-1980s. That's according to an Associated Press analysis of data from the Silvus Lab at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. The Eaton and Palisades fires that erupted last week have collectively burned almost 4 square miles of highly dense parts of Los Angeles. Israel's full cabinet has been meeting to discuss the Gaza ceasefire. This comes after the Israeli security cabinet earlier today recommended its approval. It would pause the 15-month war with Hamas and release dozens of hostages. A Georgia appeals court has upheld the dismissal of some of the charges against President-elect Trump and others in the Georgia 2020 election interference case. This is AP News. President Biden says the Equal Rights Amendment should be considered part of the U.S. Constitution. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Better guidance and training. That's what the Presidential Records Task Force is recommending on how to safeguard classified information when one presidential administration transitions to the next. The task force, formed nearly a year ago by President Joe Biden, is also calling on Congress to provide more money for secure storage so presidents can safely access records after leaving office. Following Donald Trump's first administration, federal agents searched his Florida estate and charged him with purposefully hoarding top secret documents. And President Biden was sharply criticized in a Justice Department special counsel's report that said he mishandled sensitive documents from his time as vice president and that those documents should have gone to the National Archives for safekeeping. Donna Warder, Washington.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.